Jan Hus was born in Bohemia, now part of the Czech Republic, in 1372. He helped launch a vigorous reform of the church in a particularly difficult time in our history known as the Great Schism. Amid high politicized divisions of God's people, Hus pursued a mystical and evangelical approach, insisting that Christ alone is head of the church. To partisans on both sides, his view seemed idealistic at best, and at worst a dreamy anachronism or heresy. Hus maintained a creative loyalty to the church while challenging its pathologies. He was burned at the stake during the Council of Constance in 1415, and his death helped give birth to the Moravian church. As he died, he said this: "It is better to die well than to live wickedly. Truth conquers all things. O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let your loving kindness, O Lord, be upon us as we put our trust in you." Psalm 33, verses 12 to 15. Happy is the nation whose God is the Lord. Happy the people he has chosen to be his own. The Lord looks down from heaven and beholds all the people in the world. From where he sits enthroned, he turns his gaze on all who dwell on the earth. He fashions all the hearts of them and understands all their works. Let your loving kindness, O Lord, be upon us as we put our trust in you. A reading from Acts chapter 15, verses 36 to chapter 16, verse 5. Then Paul, after some days, said to Barnabas, "Let us now go back and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they are doing." Now Barnabas was determined to take with them John, called Mark. But Paul insisted that they should not take with them the one who had departed from them in Pamphylia and had not gone with them to do the work. Then the contention became so sharp that they parted from one another. And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus, but Paul chose Silas and departed, being commended by the brethren to the grace of God. And he went through Syria and Sicilia, strengthening the churches. Then he came to Derbe and Lystra. And behold, a certain disciple was there named Timothy, the son of a certain Jewish woman who believed, but his father was Greek. He was well spoken of by the brethren who were in Lystra and Iconium. Paul wanted to have him go on with him, and he took him and circumcised him because of the Jews who were in that region, for they all knew that his father was Greek. And as they went through the cities, they delivered to them the decrees to keep, which were determined by the apostles and elders at Jerusalem. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and increased in number daily. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let your loving kindness, O Lord, be upon us as we put our trust in you. Mother Teresa once said, "Our vocation is to belong to Jesus so completely that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. What you and I must do is nothing less than putting our love for Christ into practice. The important thing is not how much we accomplish, but how much love we put into our deeds every day. That is the measure of our love for God." Let us pray. As we enter prayer now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. Holy Spirit, our teacher, as we dive into Scripture, would you awaken our hearts, expand our minds, and sharpen our identities today? Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We rejoice in God's wisdom today, joining with the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 19. The instructions of the Lord are perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The commandments of the Lord are right, bringing joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are clear, giving insight for living. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we ask that we will be sensitive to the voice of your Spirit, willing to go where you lead, and brave enough to approach those who are outside our normal relationship circles, even if that is online. Help us to appear when the student is ready. And Lord, we pray for those who have heard something about you but don't know the fullness of who you are, or for those who are seeking you and even worshiping, but who have so much more to learn about you. We pray you set upon divine appointments for them with teachers like we have experienced, those who are attentive to your voice and willing to take risks. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, let your Spirit lead us beyond our own borders. We yield to your fathership, your leadership, and your love, your voice, and your divine assignments for us this day. God, we thank you for your promise in Matthew 7:7-8. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Father, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone we connect with. And Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And as our Saviour Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Lord, we are bound to you by grace, grafted into your kingdom by love. Since the beginning of time, you have found ways to be present with us, your children. Teach us to embody your loving presence in all that we do this day. Amen. And may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.